and welcome back to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're covering a topic that examiners absolutely love to test, and one that, once you really get it, feels incredibly relevant to the real world around you. We're talking about the economic climate and how it impacts businesses. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, this topic appears across all of them. And the good news? The core ideas are actually quite logical once you understand the chain of cause and effect. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain how interest rates and employment levels ripple through the entire economy and land right on a business's doorstep, affecting their costs, their customers, and their decisions. So grab your revision notes, maybe a highlighter, and let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. The economic climate refers to the overall state of the economy at any given time. Think of it like the weather. Sometimes it's sunny and businesses are thriving. Sometimes it's stormy and things get tough. Examiners want you to understand two key factors within the economic climate: interest rates and employment levels. First up, interest rates. An interest rate is essentially the cost of borrowing money. It's set by the Bank of England and it affects every business and consumer in the country. Let's think about what happens when interest rates rise. If a business has taken out a bank loan, say to buy new equipment or expand its premises, a rise in interest rates means the monthly repayments on that loan go up. That's more money going out of the business each month, which squeezes profit margins. The finance function of the business is directly hit. They may need to cut costs elsewhere, delay investment plans, or even reconsider whether they can afford to expand at all. But it doesn't stop there. Higher interest rates also affect consumers. If you have a mortgage or a personal loan, higher rates mean you're paying more each month, which leaves you with less disposable income. That's the money left over after your essential bills are paid. With less disposable income, consumers tend to spend less on non-essential items. So a business selling luxury goods, holidays, or restaurant meals might see demand fall quite sharply when interest rates rise. Now flip it around. When interest rates fall, borrowing becomes cheaper, businesses are more willing to take out loans to invest and grow, consumers feel more financially comfortable, their mortgage payments might drop, and they have more money to spend. Demand rises. Businesses benefit. Here's a key examiner tip. Always link the interest rate change to a specific impact on the business. Don't just say, interest rates rise and businesses suffer. Say, a rise in interest rates increases the cost of servicing the business's existing loans, reducing its net profit and potentially forcing the operations department to delay planned capital investment. That's the kind of developed linked answer that earns the higher marks. Now let's move on to the second major factor, employment levels. This one is beautifully logical. When employment is high, meaning most people who want a job have one, households have income coming in, people feel financially secure, they spend more, they might treat themselves to a new phone, book a holiday, eat out more often. This increased consumer spending creates higher demand for businesses' products and services. Revenue goes up, and if costs stay the same, profit increases too. The marketing department of a business might respond by increasing their advertising spend, launching new products, or moving into new markets because the conditions are ripe for growth. On the flip side, when unemployment is high, fewer people have wages coming in. Those who are unemployed have significantly less money to spend. Even those who are employed may feel anxious about job security and cut back on non-essential spending. This is sometimes called a confidence effect. Demand falls. Businesses see revenue drop. They may need to reduce their workforce, which ironically increases unemployment further, or cut their marketing budget, or find ways to reduce operational costs. There's also an important link here to the type of product. Economists distinguish between normal goods and inferior goods. A normal good is something where demand rises as income rises. Think premium brands, luxury items, foreign holidays. An inferior good is something where demand actually rises when incomes fall. Think budget supermarkets, own brand products, secondhand goods. Examiners love this distinction. If you can say, as unemployment rises and incomes fall, demand for inferior goods such as budget own brand products may actually increase, while demand for premium goods falls, you are showing real depth of understanding. One thing examiners specifically want you to do is link economic climate changes to the four functional areas of a business: operations, human resources, marketing, and finance. Let me quickly run through how the economic climate touches each one. Finance: higher interest rates increase borrowing costs. Lower consumer spending reduces revenue. The finance department must manage cash flow carefully and may need to reduce capital expenditure. Operations: if demand falls due to poor economic conditions, the operations team may reduce production levels to avoid building up unsold stock. They might also delay purchasing new machinery if borrowing costs are high. Human resources: in a recession with high unemployment, businesses may freeze recruitment or even make redundancies to cut costs. Conversely, when employment is high and the labor market is competitive, HR may need to offer higher wages or better benefits to attract and retain staff. Marketing: when consumer spending is low, the marketing team might shift strategy, focusing on value for money messaging, promotions, or discounts to maintain sales. When the economy is booming, they might focus on premium positioning and new product launches. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. The number one mistake candidates make on this topic is describing the economic indicator rather than analyzing its impact on the business. If the question asks you to explain the impact of a rise in interest rates on a business, don't spend your answer explaining what interest rates are or why the Bank of England changes them. That earns you 0 marks. The examiner wants to see the chain of impact from the rate change through to the business's costs or customers, through to a consequence for the business. Always use connective language to show causation. Phrases like, this means that, as a result, therefore, and this leads to are your best friends in a business exam. The second common mistake is failing to link to the four functional areas. If a question mentions a specific business or asks about impact on a particular department, make sure your answer is targeted. A generic answer about businesses in general will sit in the lower mark bands. A specific developed answer that says, the HR department may struggle to recruit skilled workers as competitors offer higher wages in a period of low unemployment, will reach the higher bands. For explain questions worth 4 or 6 marks, use the Peel structure. Point, make your point clearly. Evidence, support it with specific knowledge. Explanation, explain the mechanism, the cause and effect. Link, connect it back to the question. For longer, evaluate or discuss questions, always consider both sides. If interest rates rise, some businesses suffer, but some may benefit. A savings account provider, for instance, might attract more customers. Always aim for a balanced argument and a clear, justified conclusion. Okay, quick fire time. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then I'll give it. Ready? Question one. What is the term for the money left over after essential bills are paid? Answer, disposable income. Question two. If interest rates rise, what happens to a business's loan repayments? Answer, they increase, the cost of borrowing goes up. Question three. Name the four functional areas of a business. Answer, operations, human resources, marketing, and finance. Question four. What type of good sees demand increase when consumer incomes fall? Answer, an inferior good. Question five. If unemployment rises, what is the likely effect on consumer spending? Answer, consumer spending falls because fewer people have income and those who do may feel less confident about spending. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you've got the core knowledge nailed. If you missed any, go back and reread those sections of your notes. Let's wrap up. Today we covered two key aspects of the economic climate and their impact on businesses. Interest rates affect the cost of borrowing for businesses and the disposable income of consumers. When rates rise, costs increase and spending falls. When rates fall, borrowing is cheaper and spending tends to rise. Employment levels affect household incomes and consumer confidence. High employment means more spending and higher demand. High unemployment means reduced spending and lower demand, with a possible increase in demand for inferior goods. Always link these factors to the four functional areas: finance, operations, HR, and marketing. And always show the chain of cause and effect in your answers. Remember, examiners are not looking for a textbook definition. They're looking for you to demonstrate that you understand how these economic forces actually change what businesses do, how they plan, and how they survive. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing those exam questions, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.